And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Glad that you've joined us for the broadcast this week, and we're going to pick up our study here in John chapter 2. We left off in verse number 17, John 2:17 last time, about where the disciples remembered that it was written, "The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up." They see the Lord Jesus Christ with great power and authority drive out the money changers, drive out those that are selling the animals for sacrifice. They're within the temple, and it angers our Lord. And he makes that small scourge of cords, and that scourge of small cords, and drives them all out. A man of ability, a man of strength, a man with a presence. And because of what they've done, he says unto him in verse 16, "Take these things hence, make not my Father's house a house of merchandise." The disciples remember in time. They remember in time because the Lord promised to them, to his church, to those that he had put in his church by the building of the church, his church during the days of his ministry. In John chapter 14, verse number 26, I want to read this to you, a promise to the Lord's New Testament Baptist Church of the Holy Spirit work of the Comforter. There near just before the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, we read in John 14, verse 26, that the Lord says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." And so here in this, as John, of course, after the resurrection and the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, and maybe even, and no doubt we believe many, many years after, before John wrote his gospel, he recounts that when the disciples thought about the Lord Jesus Christ driving out the money changers, driving out those that sold animals for the sacrifices, and driving them out, they remembered what David wrote in Psalm 69. In Psalm 69, in verse number 9, there's a count here of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's David writing from his own affliction and his own heartache and problem, but it's also prophetic for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just find the scripture just to be a wonder in that respect, how those men that the Lord used to write the scripture, and in total, the Old Testament and the New Testament, 40 men over the course of 1,600 years to write the scripture, the Old and New Testament scriptures, that those Old Testament saints, those Old Testament men, as the Spirit of God moved upon them and they wrote, David writing about his own a situation in his life, but yet it be not only applying to David, the scripture not only applying to David that he wrote this psalm, Psalm 69, but it also applied to the Lord Jesus Christ. It was relative to what the Lord Jesus Christ would do and go through. And in Psalm 69, verse number 9, we see, "For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me." David speaking that the reproaches of those of the Lord had fallen upon him, I believe. And here, the Lord Jesus Christ being reproached, and they're going to question him here in the coming verses in John chapter 2. "Who are you to do this to us? Who are you to run us out of our place that we've secured with the leadership of the Jews and those that are over the temple here? Who are you to say that we shouldn't be doing this in here?" They're going to ask him about his authority. But they, and John writing his gospel, and the disciples in later years recalling, and John recalling how the Lord did this, they remembered this scripture that it said, as it says in John 2:17, his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. How about you and I that are saved? Has the zeal of the house of the Lord eaten us up? You know, when we go to the scriptures, we see manifested in the scriptures that there's three houses that are indicated. First, it's the house of our life. The house of our life, or the house of our soul, as individuals before the Lord. We, each and every one of us, were sinners, guilty and condemned before God. We're wicked. In and of ourselves, we're wicked and evil and depraved and far, far away from the Lord. But the Lord brings the gospel and the word to us through the preaching of His word, through the moving of the Holy Spirit of God. And that's what we at Olmsted Baptist Church preach, that sinners need to be saved through repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, to see what God says about them, that it's true, that they're sinners, guilty before God, guilty and condemned with no hope in and of themselves, and that they're to repent. We live in a day where repentance is not even mentioned. It's not even preached. But repentance is a broken heart. It's a change of heart and mind before God. It's hearing the word of God about our guilty, wicked condition and admitting before God that it's so, that it's true. We're guilty. I'm guilty. As I've told you before on the broadcast, I'm the worst sinner I know. I'm guilty before God. But we're just not left there at repentance. But the Lord says to believe the gospel, to believe in Him, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that His death, His burial, and His resurrection, what God the Father gave in giving of His Son, and what the Son gave in giving His life, His body, His blood, His soul, to believe that He did that for me. Will you believe that He did that for you? Will you repent before God and believe and trust in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul, for the forgiveness of your sins, for the giving to you of everlasting life? Will you believe it? Will you believe it? Will the zeal of the house of your life eat you up? Will it consume your every thought? Will it consume your every pursuit? That's the way it needs to be. That's where salvation is found, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And do you have a desire and a zeal to deal with God about the house of your life? It says here, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. The second house that we see manifested in the scripture is the house of our family, of our families. Oh, we live in such a terrible time where it's a rarity that you hear about folks being married for decades. So much divorce, so much sorrow, so many broken homes. It's just so sad. It's so terrible. And men and women that are married, and they made a vow to the Lord in their marriage, but then they find that they're not in love with each other anymore. I don't find you compatible with me anymore. And all kinds of different excuses that folks come up with, and covetousness that comes in and begins to reign, and they begin to desire some other person, some other thing, some other way. Not to be content with family life, but looking for something else. Buying into the bill of goods of the media of the day, that the only way you can have fun is to do it illicitly and do it with someone that you're not married to, and how marriage and family is such a drag and such a tie down. But the thing is family is a gift of God to us. And marriage is honorable and all, and the bed undefiled. It's the place that the Lord's made for family to be, in marriage, in the bounds of marriage. And so, in regards to your home and your family, has the zeal of that house eaten you up? Do you have a zeal and a conviction from God that you need to operate your house as God would be pleased? That in your marriage to your spouse, that you be dedicated to them as the Lord Jesus Christ is dedicated to His church? That you be dedicated to your family, to your children, to the fathers, to the provision for your wife and for your children. Mothers, for the provision of caring for a God and having a godly home and providing a haven there of rest for your family, for your husband, and for your children. Or do you seek the way of the world? Has the zeal of the Lord and the zeal of the house of your family eaten you up? Is it top on your list? Is it very near up there at the top of your list? Or is it just something that you endure and put off and try to go at it the way the world says? And then thirdly, we see in the scripture, it's manifested there. And the third house that's manifested, first we have the house of our lives, our souls, as individuals. Secondly, we see the house of our homes, our families. And thirdly, we see the zeal of the house of God, His church, His New Testament Baptist churches that He's put here on this earth to proclaim His word, to proclaim the gospel, to baptize believers, and to teach them to observe all things that the Lord Jesus Christ commanded for His church, to pursue that foundation of doctrine given to us by the apostles in the scripture, in the New Testament scriptures, as the scripture bears out that the church is built on the foundation of the apostles and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Through the apostles and those very closely associated to them, all of the New Testament scripture comes to us. And all of that New Testament scripture is given to His people in His churches. That's the context of the new scripture. As the zeal of the house, the church that God has placed you in, has that eaten you up? Is the church that the Lord has made you a member of, is it top on your list, up there very near your service to God, your responsibility and service to your family, and then to your church? So many times people take their church membership so very lightly. To go and give a declaration of salvation and to be baptized, and by that baptism, we understand in the scriptures that that's how people join the Lord's kind of churches, through baptism. That's the pattern. We see it evident in the scriptures. And then after that, never to be seen again. Maybe come to services on Easter, maybe come to services at Christmas, maybe come to the homecoming services. But after that, when summer comes on, hey, after all, you got to go camping and go boating. When winter comes on, after all, there's shopping and other things that need to be done. Always make an excuse. And not just being in the, just missing being in the services. It's a very, very important part of our service and our support of the work that the Lord's put us in, His church, His New Testament Baptist church. It's very important that we be there and be a part and be in those services. We support the ministry and we support the man of God in that. But what about being a part? Fellowship with the brothers and sisters in Christ that are there in the church. And a putting forth of the shoulder to the work and the ministry. The evangelism of the community that's round about the church there. That church is the church that the Lord's put you in. That church is Jerusalem. That church is Judea. That church is Samaria. And that church is the uttermost part of the world. To be a part there. Not just to come and to throw your money in and say you've done your service to God. But to be a help one to another in the church. To be a help to the pastor. And to find that place where you can be a part of the ministry there. To learn the Word of God and stand for the Word of God. Has the zeal of the Lord's house eaten you up in your individual life before the Lord? Him saving your soul? Has it eaten you up in regards to the house of your family and that you're ordering your family and following the Lord Jesus Christ in your home and your family and ordering it the way the Lord says in His Word? Has the zeal of the Lord's house eaten you up in regards to His church, the church that He's put you in, the Lord's New Testament Baptist church that He's saved your soul and placed you in to serve Him? Has the zeal of His house eaten you up? Well, see that our time has passed. Farewell until next time, and may the Lord bless you with His word and His truth.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918. by email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.